exercise change?
Yeah, I think if you haven't, if you don't have much experience in regards to training, I think having a clear goal on what you want to achieve is pretty important. You know, having if you do lack experience, you know, you do definitely need to know where you're going, what your diet is going to be, or what time you're going to be training, and you know, things that help you with that regard. For me personally, I don't usually set long-term goals. You know, as long as I train hard and eat healthy, I'm usually pretty happy. I sort of have daily goals of, one is always go to the gym when I'm supposed to. Two is always eat healthy. They're my two main goals for the day. You know, I tend to know what I want to do before a workout, and hopefully I achieve that goal by the end. But as far as long-term goals, you know, I'm not really into setting long-term goals. That's unless I'm sort of going into a competition where it's quite specific with what it is I need to achieve. But, you know, just training hard every day, having a good mindset, and eating healthy food, that's the goal I sort of wake up with every day.
Sure, and I'm kind of picking up, it's almost the values you have as a person to be healthy rather than specific goals.
Yeah, you're dead right. I mean, training to me is sort of like an open book. It doesn't really have, you know, an end in sight. So, you know, I find some people, they sort of have a goal to get in shape for something, or it might be a wedding or a holiday. And, you know, once that's over, they seem to go back to their old ways. So, for me, it's just, you know, I just want to train hard every day for as long as I'm able to, you know. If I'm doing a gym challenge or something specific, you know, I'll have a goal with that. But just training hard every day is my goal, really.